7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it clearly goes without saying that it is not 8:16 p.m. No, the actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. Yeah, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello.
Information.
Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm gonna sneeze. Okay, great. My sinuses were fine until just now. Now things are gonna get weird. Let's get some tea going here. I haven't had any tea yet today. Let's pour. Oh yeah. I desperately need this. Here we go. What are we drinking today? Ooh, good. Oh yeah, it's hot. Yeah. Okay. I'm drinking Jade Jiguanyin. It's pretty good. It's, okay, hold on. Oh, okay, I'm having kind of a strange start to this day, not just this episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, but this day in general. Oh, last night I managed to go to sleep a little bit early. I was actually laying on the floor with my blankets over me at 10 minutes before 3 a.m. Yay. And so I probably laid there for about 10, 15 minutes and I fell asleep, no problem. So I was probably asleep by just around 3 a.m. That's a miracle. And so I thought, yeah, okay, I'll probably have a good night's rest. I'll probably sleep really good. Yeah, and then I woke up. I woke up at 6 a.m. I woke up 3 hours later in a very uncomfortable amount of pain. And that sucked. And so I was laying there trying to debate whether or not I should actually get up and do some stuff. You know, I thought, geez, maybe I'll just do some dubious goals committee at 6 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, no, I was flopping around and doing stuff. And then at some point, somehow, somewhere, the pain subsided a little bit. Or enough that I did fall back asleep. And then I woke up again. Oh, just about half an hour ago. And, I guess I'm okay now. I'm doing good now, right? I'm drinking tea, I'm fine. Oh, I'm not as bad as I was at 6 a.m. Oh, that was difficult. But now I'm good. And I'm drinking tea. And I like it. Okay. Yeah. Focus, Tobe. Right. So, let's grab some stuff and go in the other room. Because I was watching football. Crystal Palace won today. That's good. And my game just got over a couple minutes ago. I wasn't watching the Crystal Palace game. I was watching the other game. Okay, yeah, I'm moving. I'm walking. This is good. I do have some more football games on today, but they don't start for about another hour. So, okay, let's sit down here and get to work. Okay. So, here we are. And where are we at? Oh, yeah. Okay. What was I going to tell you? Yes, I... Ow. It's only funny because it's so painful. So, 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, just a few minutes ago, I'd say 10 minutes ago, as my football game was ending, I said, oh, I better check the other channels to see when the other football games are on. And I started looking at the TV schedule, and I saw something very strange. Strangeness, number one, was that I seemed to have a new channel in my cable lineup. It was something I've never seen before. And guess what's on? You're never going to believe it. Let's punch it in.
Remarkable gymnastic display. I haven't seen anything like this since Cirque du Soleil. But this is Cirque du Soleil. 49 contestants remain. They look calm now, but they'll be climbing the wall when they see what challenge is next.
Yeah.
It's slippery wall. Prepare for battle once more, my friends. They know what's in store. Mayhem.
This is weird. This is weird for a number of reasons. Guess what's on? Takeshi's Castle. Yeah. Takeshi's Castle, that 40-year-old Japanese television show, which is the only one that Americans can actually name when pressed to name any Japanese television show. And why is that? Well, because this show ran in syndication somewhere weird. I think it was MTV, maybe, where they didn't actually show the TV show. They just showed like highlights from it and had people off camera making stupid comments about it. This would appear to be some kind of actual English language version of the show, but it is heavily edited, and I have no interest whatsoever. I mean, why do I have this on when I should be watching my football highlights?
To the ball there, not really knowing how he's going to win it. And again, he can't help himself by having a challenge there, a tackle. Jungmin-sun does really well to nick the ball away from Salisu, the referee. Absolutely, unfortunately for him, it is a yellow card offence there. He's through on goal, brings him down, does attempt to win the ball, but it's a second yellow. And Harry Kane, I mean, lovely, lovely execution of the penalty kick.
Kane back in form into the second half. Tottenham thought they'd scored, Robbie.
Yeah, and it's Harry Kane running behind.
Yeah, Tottenham's wearing their oddly psychedelic third kit today. I don't know why. They look like, I don't know, I think it's supposed to be like marbled paper. But it just looks like, you know, messy paint swirls, like somebody accidentally spilled a few cans of house paint all over some football jerseys. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. They don't consult me.
And then Jungmin's son does well because he plays in Doherty, and the goalkeeper does well. Doherty's touch is a little bit heavy. There, he just gives the goalkeeper Foster the chance to get there, and he's big and he's brave and he gets a block. He pulls the ball to the side, and Spurs continue to play Brian Heal on as a second half substitute and on as a right back with his left foot.
And I know what you're asking, Tobe. Can't we just go to the autonomous Commie Republic?
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcement.
Some KLF in there with the last train to Transcentral, and then a bunch of banana nonsense. Typical. But you know what's really getting on my nerves and really starting to annoy me is I'm tired of flat and boring hairstyles. And I'm tired of having to use an entire can of hairspray.
Are you tired of flat, boring hairstyles?
Yes.
Do you go through a can of hairspray trying to get that full...
Thanks, digital media.
Volumized look? Then bump it up with Bumpits and get that salon-style look fast and easy. Bumpits are the incredible self-stripping hair accessory that give you perfect style and volume every time. Go from flat to fabulous instantly. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist. Simply part your hair at the crown, give a little tease, insert Bumpits, fluff it up, and you're ready to go. Just look at the difference. Amazing! Go sexy, elegant, casual, sassy, flirty, and fabulous. With Bumpits, you'll feel confident and beautiful every day. Styling hair can take forever and it just falls flat. Bump it up, and your style lasts all day long. Bumpits are incredibly comfortable, stay completely concealed, and are super secure so they won't fall out. Wear Bumpits anywhere, every day. They're the easiest, most versatile hair accessory you've ever worn. One trip to the salon can cost over $100. Get Bumpits set of two for just $19.99 and get that salon look every day. Choose from light blonde, medium blonde, brunette, or black. But wait, you'll also get two mini Bumpits free. Use the minis to bump your bangs or bump a ponytail. And we'll even send the taller Hollywood Bumpits. It's perfect for those special occasions or when you want a little extra high volume. Just pay processing and handling. Bump it up with Bumpits. Get it all for only $19.99.
Clearly, the solution to all my problems is available for only $19.99. Call now. I gotta wonder, can Bumpits solve every problem this world has? It certainly is gonna solve all my problems. But the world is a messed up place, and boy, are you gonna get it now?
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Yeah, I don't think Bumpits are going to help Kirk Cameron because 1981 mom is going to walk in and say,
"Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?"
Ping.
Banana.
Yeah, there's always a banana involved. But right now, we got to get away from the bananas because we have to go check in with the Cyber Japan dancers and see what they're doing today. Oh, they're happy about something. Oh, what a surprise. They're all giggly and happy. Oh, sugoi. They're at the beach. What a surprise. A bunch of bikini models are at the beach. What are they wearing? Well, they're wearing their bikinis, of course. They're at the beach, and it's a beach where they have some sort of water park out in the water with floating things that can be climbed all over. But it's apparently somehow dangerous because these bikini models now have to wear helmets. These are soft helmets, blue helmets, and big orange life vests, which sort of defeats the entire purpose of them wearing bikinis because they are bikini models. But isn't it funny? Isn't it just a giggle riot?
I'm a puff
baby, they can dance like a man. I can shake him my fanny, I can shake him my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Yeah, we got some witch punching, we got some buns punching, and now we got some rules of the game. Rule number one, have your title cards in French. Rule number two, sing your song in Japanese. Rule number three, have your front man be a cute Japanese girl. Just like in Pizzicato 5. That was Pizzicato 5 with their song La Règle du Jeu. which means the rules of the game, or at least the rule of the game, if you don't parle français. I only parle français juste un peu, parce que je suis taupe. And there's a lot of damn languages out there. I can't know everything about every one of them, so I try to stick to key phrases. You know, key phrases like,
you got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Because that's all you really need in this world. Key phrases. You need about 20 phrases and about 50 loose words in any given language to be able to get along. Oh, can't we all just get along? Okay, I needed some ZZ Top there because, let's face it, sometimes you need to go downtown for the Tush. Sometimes you need to go uptown for the Ruderalis. I don't know what that means. I just heard it in a song. Right, so, you might be wondering, Tobe, now what nonsense are you going to get up to? Well, I don't know. I don't have a whole hell of a lot left in me, to be honest. But I have been wondering, how Mr. Lee gets his shirt so clean.
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, I knew it. I knew there was an ancient Chinese secret regarding banana-na-na-na-na-na-na's. Sometimes it's all about the bananas. Like today. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna have to roll on out of here. I need to get into some ibuprofen and maybe get into a very hot bathtub. So let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day with a banana-na-na-na, or sometimes girlfriend Vietnam, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got a roll. Tune in tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.